The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers announced Monday two permit violations for seismic surveying activity around Cook Inlet. Buccaneer Energy and Apache Alaska are the two companies found to have been in violation of provisions of the Clean Water Act and the National Historic Preservation Act. KDLL's Shaylin Cochran has more.
At issue are the permits handed out by the Corps of Engineers on both sides of the inlet, both inside the Kenai city limits and near the village of Tyonek on the west side. In Kenai, a subcontractor for Buccaneer, Weems Geophysical, was conducting seismic tests in a wetland area when the Corps was alerted to unauthorized discharges relating to the small detonations set off to conduct the tests. Here's Corps of Engineers spokesperson Dave Carey.
When we learned that they were doing that, we contacted the company and recommended that they not do any additional work in waters of the United States. And they agreed to cease operations until we could determine what an appropriate resolution for that unauthorized discharge was.
The resolution was an issuance of what are called after-the-fact permits and additional shot hole permits for the area. The permit violations were related to the Clean Air Act and the regulation of fill materials placed in wetlands. Carey says this particular material is the same as what was taken out.
You know, they are putting some explosives in the ground to set off to do the seismic work that they are seeking to do. But the material itself is not of high concern in terms of if it's contaminant or anything like that.
Across the inlet, Apache is doing similar seismic testing and found itself in violation of permits for another reason.
When folks need a core permit, there's also another law that comes into play called the National Historic Preservation Act.
Wait, historic what? Right, when conducting these operations, companies are also obliged to conduct archaeological surveys in order to protect what are called previously undiscovered cultural resources.
Well, in the case of Apache, there were previously undiscovered archaeological sites. For example, there were some Denaina Athabascan village sites that were discovered in unlikely places. You know, there were some sites that were previously known, and for those types of sites, you know, they're easy enough to mark on a map and try to avoid.
That was state archaeologist Dave McMahon. He works in the State Historical Preservation Office, one of many organizations companies have to work with when undertaking these projects. Lisa Parker is the manager of government relations for Apache. She says they're searching for those cultural resources throughout the process right up until the hole is drilled.
And the wilderness guides that were with the drill crews found four new sites that hadn't previously been identified. And we had already drilled in those areas because the archaeologists had cleared it, but then we found them, so we ceased operations.
But environmentalists aren't convinced that the standards and regulations in place are rigorous enough to fully protect environmental and cultural assets. Bob Shavelson of the watchdog group Cook Inlet Keeper says this is nothing new.
Historically, Cook Inlet has always been kind of a regulatory backwater because development in Cook Inlet preceded our major environmental statutes.
He says that playing catch-up in terms of regulation has allowed companies to disregard environmental and cultural impacts on a large scale.
To think that a company can go out and violate the Clean Water Act hundreds and hundreds of times and get a permit from the Army Corps after the fact and not get any fine for that, you wouldn't see a mom-and-pop operator that's building a parking pad and filling in a wetland getting that same treatment. So the Army Corps is not being even-handed, and we're seeing industry coming in and ignore the rules.
Even if regulations are behind, as Shavelson says, the developers are here now, and so is an appetite for more energy. Reporting from Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.